Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Welcome back as I continue my Lenten series on Mary. If you recall, last week we investigated the first words Mary spoke in sacred scripture, the Annunciation. It seems appropriate that we should continue to follow Mary's journey with Jesus to the cross. We next hear Mary's words just a few short verses after the Annunciation at the Visitation. Mary goes in haste to visit and assist her cousin, pregnant in her old age. After Elizabeth greets Mary with the salutation many of us pray every day, the Hail Mary, Mary responds with her beautiful canticle of praise and thanksgiving. It's a hymn that is prayed every evening in the Liturgy of the Hours, her Magnificat. She sings, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations shall call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Again, Mary starts her Magnificat with, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." And then, "The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." In this, she reminds us of the greatness of God, that he is sending us a Savior to fulfill his covenant, to keep his promise of mercy. Mary magnifies God for the blessing she receives. So the Magnificat can be divided into two parts, the first focusing on Mary's own reason for praising God, and the second, a prophetic message to consider what God has done through Jesus' incarnation and what he will do through his Paschal mystery for Israel and ultimately for the whole world, for you and for me. Much like Jesus' own Beatitudes, Mary turns things upside down. Those who we normally give honor to are brought low. The proud are scattered, the mighty are cast down, the rich are sent away empty. The lowly are lifted up, and the hungry are filled with good things. If you happen to hear Father Viet's homily this past Sunday, you heard him speak about the ways Satan tempted Jesus in the desert, and the ways that he tempts us. He tempts us to disordered desires for things that, when ordered properly, are good. But when disordered, they become sinful. St. John, in his first epistle, warns us of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. Those that Mary refers to in her Magnificat are the ones who succumb to these temptations. The proud, the ones who worship money, the gluttons. It's why we are reminded time and time again to pray, to fast, to give alms. With these actions, we can successfully battle the temptations that Satan presents to us. But here's the really good news, and Mary reminds us of this. We don't have to do it alone, for God has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, the promise he keeps with us. This week, as we continue our Lenten journey, our challenge is to recognize the ways that Satan tempts us and respond through prayer by asking God not only for his mercy, for the grace and strength to persevere in the battle. Well, until next week, may God bless you and keep you, and let his light shine upon you.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.